Well, praise God. If you guys brought your Bibles tonight, go ahead and turn in them with me to Galatians chapter 6. And we're going to start reading in verse number 14. And while you turn there, let me just say, I think if we had a showing of hands in the house tonight, I think we'd all agree that when it comes to life, when it comes to the issues of life, man, we want to know what really matters. We want to know what really counts, what's really going to make a difference in our lives. We want to know, man, what's going to enhance my life? What's going to empower me? What's going to enable me to follow after the things of God? Amen? And so, you know, for me, it really applies to every area of life. Every area of life, from the smallest to the greatest, all right? Now, this is the young adults group, and I think that probably just about everybody in here tonight is probably a moviegoer. Can I get a yeah? And let's say, you know, this movie comes out and it's just got the worst ratings ever. You look it up on RottenTomatoes.com and it's got like a D minus and an F, and the friends that you know that have seen it, they're like, man, don't even waste your time. It's dumb. Most likely we're not going to go see it, right? Why? Because it's not really going to make a difference. I won't miss out on anything if I go to see the movie. It's not going to, it doesn't really matter. It won't make any difference in my life if I go to see this movie. It won't enhance me at all. It's just, I'm not missing out on anything. What about food? I think everybody in here tonight likes pizza. I don't think there's a person in here who would say, I don't. Is there anybody who doesn't like pizza? Oh, Mark and the interns. Well, I like pizza. And so, for me, man, I want to know what's the best kind of pizza. What's going to satisfy my dinner crave of pizza? Is it going to be New York pizza? Is it going to be Chicago pizza? Is it going to be Italian pizza? Is it going to be Papa John's pizza? Is it going to be VJ's pizza? Is it going to be New York pizza? I got some New York pizza people in the house. But the whole reason why we have all the comparisons is because, man, we want to know what really matters. What's going to enhance our life? What's going to be most enjoyable at dinner time if we're talking about pizza? I think probably one of the ongoing debates of our time, of our generation right now, is cell phones. Right? Are you guys with me? The debate goes on and on and on. Is the iPhone better than the Droid? Evo. Is the Droid better than the Evo? I've sat down with family members and friends, man, and I remember when I had a family member, he was getting mad. And I was like, I don't really care which one's better. I like the Droid. I mean, I'm not saying that it's better than the iPhone. He was getting mad. And so anyways, you sit down with people, man, and, you know, the cell phone, man, this one has a better camera. Which one has a better camera? Which one can do Skype? Which one can't? Which one's a 3G network? Which one's a 4G network? Which one has a better OS system, a better operating system? Which one has better apps? Which one can hold more icons? Which one has more pages, you know? And on the discussion goes. Why? Because we want to know, in the end, man, is this gonna have the best outcome for me in my life? This thing. I know I'm dealing with kind of like minuscule things here, but I think you're following me tonight. That is it gonna matter if I purchase a certain thing? If I go ahead and walk down a certain path? If I go ahead and do a certain thing? Is it gonna make a difference in my life? Well, am I gonna have the best possible outcome that I could have if I choose to go ahead and do this? Amen. And so, here in Galatians, in the book of Galatians, Paul the Apostle, from the very beginning of the book to the very end, man, he's dealing with the church of Galatia on what really matters. What really counts in life. Here the people of Galatia, they had a great start in Christ Jesus, man. They heard the gospel message, accepted the gospel message and what God did through Christ Jesus on the cross. Accepted in faith, man, they were saved and born again. But then as you read in Galatians, you'll find that teachers crept into the church and began to tell them, you know what, it's not just by faith in Christ Jesus that you're saved. You're going to have to be circumcised. You're going to have to follow after these certain Jewish rituals, these certain Jewish traditions. And so Paul the Apostle in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, he's like, man, that's not what matters. That's not going to enhance your life. That's not going to enable you to be all that God has called you to be. It's not in the performance of the flesh. It's not what you can accomplish. It doesn't matter how many degrees that you have. It doesn't matter what your paycheck looks like every month. It doesn't matter the kind of career you have, the kind of car you drive, where you're at on the popularity chain. That's not what matters. And so he comes along here in Galatians chapter 6, in the last chapter of the book, and he's just ready to lay it down. He's just ready, man, this is the bottom line. This is what it's about. And so he says here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, he says, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation." The word avails, it could be said like this: neither circumcision or following rituals or following traditions or having the biggest paycheck or the best car means anything. It doesn't amount to anything. The word avails means it won't empower your life. It holds no power. In fact, if you go ahead and follow after these things, these rituals, these traditions of men, you're going to find yourself in the end not having the outcome that you want. You're going to have, in fact, probably the worst outcome that you can have. But what makes a difference today, tonight, what really matters, what really holds weight in the eyes of God, you guys, what really is going to empower your life and enhance your life and enable you to be all that God has called you to be, is whether or not tonight you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is what really matters. This is what will really count. And then if you look back at our text in Galatians, you can't stop there at verse 15. You have to read the beginning of verse 16 to find out what he's really talking about. He says a new creation matters. Are you a new creation? And then he says, and as many as walk according to this rule. In other words, are you allowing that new creation experience, what God has done in your life, to dominate your life? Are you walking according to that rule that, hey man, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Are you walking according to that rule? Pastor, our senior pastor tells us all the time, you can't just say a prayer and have no commitment. You can't just say a magical prayer and abracadabra and man, you're saved, you're headed for heaven. And then you fall into the category of not mattering anymore. But what really matters is if you're a new creation tonight and if you're walking according to that rule. How many of you in here tonight are happy to be a new creation in Christ Jesus? I gotta say, man, I am. I sure am. The Bible says old things have passed away. Past tense, passed away. Things in the past. The Bible says that we once were dead in our trespasses and in our sins. We once walked according to the course of this world. The Bible says, past tense, we once. The course of this world was full of separation from God, a course that led you completely separated from God. It was a course that led you in corruption. It was a course of destruction and decay. The Bible says that sin was our master, that sin dominated our lives. We were in the dominion of sin. We couldn't get out. The Bible says we were completely ignorant of the things of God, and God had no way to get into our lives and do anything. The Bible says that our father was the father of lies, that we lived in the kingdom of darkness. We walked around in darkness, didn't know what we were doing. The Bible even goes as far as to say, man, we didn't even care about where we were because we didn't know any better. How many know it's one thing to have problems? It's another thing to have problems and not care that you're in the problem because, man, you're never going to get out. But as Ephesians chapter 2 says and comes along, the good news is, Ephesians chapter 2, says, but God. But God. Remember, old things have passed away. All things have become new. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and in our sins, he made us alive together in Christ Jesus. No longer is sin our master. No longer is doing wrong things have dominion over us. But the Bible says that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. I don't know about you, but that makes me excited, man. I don't have to live that way anymore. I don't have to go that way anymore. It doesn't have a hold on me anymore. The one who has a hold on me tonight is Jesus Christ and him alone. Amen. I'm no longer in the kingdom of darkness. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of the son of his love. The father of lies is no longer my father. But I'm a child of God. Behold, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that we should become children of God? All things have passed away. Praise the Lord. All things have become new. And so that's what makes the difference. That's in your life. That's what's going to enhance your life, is if you're a new creation and you're walking according to that rule. I'm walking according to the rule of God. Where He would have me to go is where I go. What He would have me to think is what I think. What He would have me to say is what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do. That's what makes the difference. That's what really matters. That's what's going to promote you and bring you up to where God would have you to be. And so tonight, if that's what really matters, being a new creation in Christ Jesus and walking according to that rule, then tonight I want to talk about three things that a new creation looks like. Are you ready? Number one, a new creation has been crucified to the world. A new creation has been crucified to the world. New creation is no longer interested in the things of the world. Listen, guys, a new creation will say, you know what, I'm not going to go see that movie. Bottom line, I'm drawing the line right now. I'm a new creation. Old things have passed. I'm not going to allow that junk, let's call it what it is, that trash, to go in my eye gate. I'm not going to go see that and let them talk about the things they're going to talk about and let it go in my ear gate. I ain't going to do it. Why? Because a new creation has been crucified to the world. Listen, guys, a new creation will say, you know what, I'm not listening to that kind of music. I'm not listening to that song. I don't care if it's number one on the chart right now. I'm a new creation. That's not what God would have me to do. I'm not going to allow those kind of things to be lifted up in my mind. I'm not going to allow them to try to get things rolling around in the back of my mind that are contrary to the ways of God. That's a new creation, has crucified the world to Himself and the world to Him. Listen, guys, a new creation doesn't allow Kim Kardashian to dictate how it's going to live its life. I go to Walmart all the time, do my grocery shopping, Albertsons, and just about every store that I go to, man, there's magazines on both sides, and they're all Kim Kardashian. Just like Kim Kardashian for like months now. Everybody knows who she is. And so a new creation, because they've been crucified to the world, I'm not going to allow the way that she lives and the things that she says to dictate their life. They don't care what Jay-Z says. They don't care what Eminem says. They don't care what celebrities have to say in Hollywood, how they live their lives, what you see on the magazines, man. Married for 5 years, divorced, married to somebody else for another 3 years, divorced, on and on and on we go. Because the world has been crucified to them. That's how a new creation lives. If you look back at our text with me again in verse 14, this is what Paul the Apostle says. He says, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." If you also turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1. Romans 12, 1. Paul says here in Romans, he says, "I beseech you, therefore, I beg of you, therefore, brethren, I beg you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Watch what he says. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That you may prove to yourself, that you may prove to the ones around you what really matters, what's really good, what's really acceptable, what's really perfect, the thing that's going to enhance and empower your life, that you may prove it by not being conformed to this world, by being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So tonight, a new creation, what does it look like? Number one, it's been crucified to the world. Number two, a new creation tonight has crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. It's crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Listen, guys, a new creation does not allow the flesh to live a lifestyle of smoking cigarettes. Hello, somebody. Listen, guys, a new creation who's walking according to the rule will not allow the flesh to live a lifestyle of being an alcoholic, of of going to bars and getting drunk and living a lifestyle like that, a new creation has crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Listen, guys, smoking, alcohol, those are passions. Those are desires of the flesh. But a new creation has crucified the flesh. Praise God. Listen, guys, a new creation will not allow the flesh to live a life of looking at pornography. A new creation will not allow the flesh to live a life of fornication, sex outside of marriage, adultery. Guys, sexual immorality is a desire and a passion of the flesh. The Bible is very clear. But a new creation has crucified the flesh with its passions and with its desires. Listen, tonight, if you really care about what matters, if you really want to know what's going to enhance your life, what's going to enable your life, the world has a lot of things to say about it. But the Bible says that what really matters is if you're a new creation and you walk according to that rule. And the rule is, the Bible says, that a new creation has crucified the flesh with its passions and with its desires. Turn with me in your Bibles back to Galatians, and this time let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to start reading in verse 19. I didn't put it up on the overhead because it's just way too much to put on the overhead, so the overhead will pick up where I have them. But if you brought your Bibles tonight, you can look with me in verse 19, Galatians 5, 19. This is what the Bible says. It says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like." Or in other words, and the list goes on. "Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ," here we go, verse 24, "and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." Listen, guys, a new creation will not allow the flesh to live a life of gossip, talking about people behind their back. A new creation will not allow the flesh to live a life of you know, you're so stuck up, you just treat people however you want, snub them, walk right past them, don't give a flip about them. A new creation will walk in love. A new creation, the Bible says, will live according to the law of Christ, which is bearing one another's burdens, just like the Good Samaritan did. He saw a man in need. He didn't know the person, wasn't related to the person, wasn't his friend, but he bore somebody else's burdens. That's how a new creation acts. So tonight, the first thing, what a new creation looks like, it's crucified the world to itself. And I forgot to say something, I want to say it. Listen, guys, if you're crucified to the world, there's some friends that you're going to have to let go. Too often we think, oh man, I'm supposed to be the light, I'm supposed to minister to them, but every time we go hang out with them, man, they're ministering more to us than we are to them. And so my job now is, you know what, because, you know what, I'm not going to go to that atmosphere, I'm not going to go to a club and try to be the light. I'm not going to go to a strip club and try to be the light. I'm not going to go to a bar and try to be the light. I'm going to be the light over the phone, I'll give you a call, I'll send you an email, I'll pray for you. The Bible says that God will send laborers across their path. But at some point in time, we're going to have to be wise and say, you know what? I am the light, but I ain't going there. You're not my friend anymore. I don't care. I'm going God's way. And I know that seems harsh, but listen, too many people have gotten in trouble. Oh, I'm going to be the light. And then they go and they get ministered to. You know, I Lord help me. I had somebody tell me one time, man, I used to be in the world. I used to do all these things. But then God told me that he wanted to use my life. And so God's using me. Listen, guys, that's not the reason why we get saved. The reason why we get saved is because, man, I'm repenting of my sin. Lord Jesus, I accept your cross, what you did for me on the cross. I'm making you Lord, and I'm making you Savior. And then out of your relationship with God, will he use you? So we've got to get this idea out of our minds that we are the light, don't get me wrong. We are the salt of the earth, and that's absolutely wonderful. But you're going to have to learn to be wise and learn where to draw the line, all right? So Sorry, I went back to that. What a new creation looks like. Number one, a new creation has been crucified to the world. Number two, a new creation has crucified the flesh with its passions and with its desires. And finally, tonight, number three, a new creation is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. A new creation is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, guys, you have right standing. That's what righteousness means. You have right standing with your Heavenly Father because you're a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have right standing with God. Listen, when you stand before God, God doesn't see spot. He doesn't see blemish. He doesn't see wrinkle. He doesn't see an ugly mess. God sees you as a new creation. The Bible says a creation that's never existed before. That means that now because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, no longer is my past and the things I did in my past my identity. My identity now is in the blood of the cross. My identity now is in the love of God. That's where I find my identity. I don't need to look back at the things I did, the places I knew I failed. That's not my identity anymore. That has no voice, no say over my life. But God and God alone. Listen, tonight, because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because you're a new creation, the Bible says that you can come boldly before his throne. Listen, guys, when you get down on your knees and pray, and when you're reading your Bible, don't be ashamed. You come boldly before the throne. You come boldly because that's the price that God paid when he sent Jesus. And Jesus shed his blood and broke his body so that you could come boldly. Not cocky, not stuck up, but you can come boldly. Listen, you may be in here tonight and you may be saying, you know what? I know God will answer Pastor Jim's prayers. And he might answer Pastor Joey's prayers, but I don't know if he'll answer mine. Listen, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You have right standing with God. God will honor your prayers. Just as much. If you find yourself in a time of need, that actually the rest of the verse says, come boldly before the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Come boldly. Why? Because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, no longer do you and I have to be afraid of any situation ever again. The Bible says, because God himself will never leave you and will never forsake you. Why? Because you're a new creation. You belong to him. So the last verse tonight, if you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I've said it a few times tonight, but we can look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And then if you skip down to verse 21, it says, for God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Listen, guys, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus tonight. That's wonderful news. The Bible says you're partakers of his life. You're partakers of literally who he is, his character and attributes. You're a partaker. They live inside of you. If you and I will only but let them come out. If you and I will only but walk according to that rule. Because after all, that's what really matters, remember? It's not in the performance of the flesh. It's not in circumcision or in rituals but whether or not you're a new creation. And tonight, I just want to say that you are. So from here on out, let's walk according to that rule. Amen. If you guys got something good from God, I want you to give him a great big praise tonight.